My mission is to empower you, whether you're an actor, comedian, or filmmaker, to go after your creative dreams and do what you love. I believe your voice, your spark of passion matters, and your desire to create work on screen is so valuable. Life's too short to not do the thing you love. That's why I created Spark to Screen. Spark to Screen is about how to transform your spark of passion for film, acting, or comedy into successfully creating work your friends, family, or millions can watch on screen. It's about fulfilling your creative dreams and allowing yourself to believe that you are enough. As a mental health therapist, comedian, and actor, I'll share my experience of overcoming limiting beliefs to help empower you to overcome yours, because I know you are enough, because we all are. We'll also be interviewing people who have experienced success reaching the next level of their entertainment careers. Want to make a movie but don't know how? Want to be on SNL but nervous to take an improv class? How about make a successful YouTube channel? This podcast is for you. I want to help you believe in your dreams and act in alignment with them, because it's all possible. Every week, we're going to be talking to people who have experienced success in the entertainment industry to help mine their experience for nuggets of gold to apply to our own lives. I'm going to share the ups and downs of my creative journey, give you that sweet, sweet therapist perspective to help your goals feel healthy and achievable, and top it off with some lighthearted lols. Yes, LOLZ. My name is Emma Bridges. I'm so excited you're here. Okay, I've recorded the intro to this podcast a bunch of times now, so I can't figure out how to start it, so I'm just gonna dive in. I have a confession for the podcast today, which is, I haven't been true to myself on here. I started this podcast with the intention of sharing my voice. I have always had a hard time sharing my voice. And you would think, that's crazy. Like, you're an actor. You started this podcast. Seems like you're totally comfortable doing that. But it's always been hard to feel like my voice mattered. And, you know, the way that played out is, like, when I was younger and making friends, you know, I'd always be like, tell me about you. How are you? And I would really want to help other people. It's part of what made me want to be a counselor. Like, I love helping other people. You know, let me listen to you. How can I help you? You know, that empathy, I think it's a beautiful skill. But I realized the other day, I had this breakthrough, you guys, and I was just like, I was sobbing in front of 200 people on Zoom. I'm serious. I was. I do this business class. It's called the Lighthouse Collective. And the business coach who runs the program, her name's Kathy Heller. I got chosen. I got spotlighted. And I was so excited to get to kind of workshop my ideas. And I was telling her, you know, like, for some reason, my spark isn't on fire. Like, I don't like to advertise what I'm doing. It feels really hard. It feels, like, painful and difficult to, like, advertise the podcast and, you know, these, like, groups that I want to be doing to help others on their creative journeys. And she asked me this question that made me just want to, like, break down and cry, which was, like, what do you feel excited to do when you wake up in the morning? And is it holding space for other people? Or is it, like, allowing your light to shine, letting you share your perspectives and your opinions on things? And I was like, as much as I enjoy helping people, no, that's not what I think about when I wake up in the morning. And I was just, like, overwhelmed with this, like, feeling of fear that made me selfish. Oh my gosh, you guys, I've had friends that are therapists that have said to me, like, if you don't love being a therapist, then I don't see how you could possibly do this job. You know, like there's this idea of like, you know, it's a calling. It's a passion that you have to, like, you have to love it. It has to be like your life's purpose and your soul's calling. And I've always kind of been like, I really like my job. I really like my job. I feel honored to have my job. But I have a friend who's like, I don't even like the weekends because I miss counseling. And boy, I love the weekends. I love having me time. So I've never really felt like, oh yeah, holding space for other people. That's my purpose. Not that I don't care about you guys. Of course I do. But it's the fact that I have been operating under this belief that it is selfish to do anything that is just for myself and isn't for other people. Like comedy, like letting myself like tell jokes on this podcast. I've actually been too afraid to do an episode with just myself and my thoughts. So if you've noticed the first few episodes here, they're all me interviewing other people because I was repeating the pattern of holding space for everybody else before myself. Because I thought it would be selfish if I did. But what I learned from talking about it and like saying it out loud is that obviously it's not selfish to make space for your voice. Like the number one type of podcasts I love to listen to are comedians talking and like comedy podcasts, like people just sharing like their comedy. I love things like My Dad Wrote a Porno. Like, are they interviewing other people? Are they putting other people before themselves? Like, no, they're sharing their humor and their stories. And I was like, oh, mind blown. It's not selfish to want to be an actor and a comedian and give myself a platform because people want to hear that. I know I want to hear that. And if you're like me, you want to hear that too. So don't get me wrong. Like, I absolutely love the guests I've had on this podcast, but I am making a pivot now. I'm making a commitment to a pivot that this is going to be a platform where I interrupt that pattern of putting everybody else before myself. I'm going to be sharing on here. I don't know exactly what yet, but I know I need to talk about my journey with like pursuing becoming a professional actor and like blowing my acting out of the water into new levels, because it brings up a lot of shit, you guys. I think everybody has something unique to offer, and I think my experience as a therapist like informs so much. Like I do care so much about people, but I have to love up myself. I have to. I had this experience of, okay, you guys, don't judge me. I had an energy healing session, which I had never considered before. I had the opportunity come up and I was just like, sure, why not? I literally had no idea what to expect, but she basically read my energy and she came up with this image and I thought it was amazing. It was this image of a narwhal jumping from a sparkly violet ocean, like in front of an orange and pink sky. And I was like, oh yeah, like that's me when I'm shining my light. And I'm like this soaring, magical, sparkly narwhal. That really resonates when I allow myself to love up on myself. And not just quiet my voice. You know, it's like that feminist thing of like, I am allowed to have a voice. I'm going to share my voice. Rather than I think how girls are enculturated to be, which is like, be quiet, don't show up too much or too hard. Anyway, so that image came up and then she was like, oh, so now the narwhal is like swimming to the bottom of the ocean and there's these amazing sea creatures down there, these like little magical mollusks and like really amazing, like exotic animals that are down there, like fishy animals, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying, but, you know, creatures. And you're trying to pull them up and bring them to the surface and, like, show them the light. And it's amazing. You're like, look at these amazing creatures. But you've brought up so many that they're, like, clinging onto you and weighing you down. And you're no use to anyone if trying to highlight them and show others the light and help others find the light if you're drowning from the weight. I felt that, you guys. I feel that image, and I really want to have, like, I don't know, like an art piece that really just, like, shows that I can look at and remember, because I feel like it's kind of powerful to me. Anyways. So this is me just, well, I think in the interest of full disclosure, like, showing what it is like to be on this, like, growth journey of putting a podcast out there on my filmmaking journey. It's not selfish to want to be an actor, to be an actor, and allowing my gifts to shine through. So that said, I'm going to be talking about topics on here that I just want to talk about. And I hope you listen to it and tell me what you like, because whatever, you know, whatever hits, I'll keep going with it. I'm excited to give myself a little bit more of a platform. So thank you for listening to this little revelation from me. And if you've listened this long, I feel really touched and I feel so much love. You guys, the comedy industry is so weird. Like, okay, so I really benefit from accountability towards my goals. And I'm always someone that's looking for growth and improvement. Like, I really enjoyed, like, conservatory training, like little bits and bobs, like over summers and for a semester when I lived in Ireland, when I was getting my bachelor's of theater acting. And I'm just someone that loves classes. I love the class environment. It's a great way to grow. So I posted in a Facebook group that shall remain anonymous, being like, hey, anyone know of any good local stand-up classes? You know, simple request. A few people chimed in helpfully with helpful suggestions, and there were like two or three male-presenting folks. Forgive me for assuming their genders, but, you know, I'm gonna go there, because this is what they said. They were like, if you need a class to do stand-up comedy, get out now. You're never gonna make it, sweetie. I was like, what if people said that to heart surgeons? You know, like, if you're gonna need to do heart surgery and you need a class to learn how, you don't even deserve to be a heart surgeon. Like, get out. Like, go F yourself. Like, that's crazy to me. And it's such this, like, toxic masculine quality. So that's my rant for today. I'm going to experiment with rant or rave today. So here's my rant. I just find it to be so absurd, so rude, that you would just tell someone to, like, don't even try, particularly when it's a woman who is, like, constantly oppressed. Like, get with the, well, okay. Even when it's a woman who experiences oppression and struggles to, like, feel like they have a voice in the comedy scene in the first place, to be met with, like, get out, sweetie. It's like, I think you're just threatened by how awesome I am. Like, I'm definitely funnier than you. And I resent this attitude. Anyway, I think you'll be pleased to hear what my comment back was, which it was just, hey, I know what works for me. Glad you know what works for you. Because it's just, I'm not trying to get into an argument. But, fuck that guy. My rave for the podcast today is... Okay, if I'm gonna rave about something today, I think it's gonna be the show Hacks on HBO Max. It's got little cameos from my girl Megan Stalter, who I just adore. She is so funny. Deborah Mance is just such a funny character, and the way it's written is shocking and highly entertaining, so I really recommend watching that. So I'll give you a little update on where I'm at. I'm deciding to put myself first. So my goal is to kind of take a new approach to the acting career. I don't even know exactly what that looks like yet, but I'm looking for acting opportunities. I am planning to get reinvested into stand-up comedy again. I think I want to host, like, a group of people in, like, an after-school club that feels like it captures that feeling of, like, an after-school club or activity where it's really fun, and I think it's going to be themed, so, like, every week it's going to be different. Like, one week would be dress up like your favorite Legally Blonde character. Another week could be, like, bring your own charcuterie board. And I think it's going to be a group where we, like, help each other punch up jokes. And it's really supportive and helping people with their TikTok and Instagram. And I'd love to, like, bring in guest speakers who have experience, like, with joke writing or, like, sketch composition for those formats. So I'm feeling really excited about that. And I think that's another piece too, is, like, as an actor at this time, it's so valuable to have a presence on Instagram and TikTok. And I think I'm really going to be focusing on that and, like, bringing comedy content out there for people to listen to help people smile and be silly and quirky and weird and also grow. I think, you know, I'm always going to have some stance on, like, body positivity and mental health. Like, I'm always going to be talking about those things. I like to talk about, like, my insecurities. I like to keep it very real and honest. So if you want to be supporting me on those platforms, you can check out emma.abridged on TikTok and Instagram. I also feel like there's so many mysteries that I really don't know. Like, how, you know, what I know, all I know about virality is this idea. It's like something relatable, and then you add your own take on it that people haven't seen before, but they relate to. Like, you don't just want to be like, pizza is good. It's, like, relatable. But, yeah, we've all seen that. But, like, the idea of, like, pizza is the best type of cookie in Los Angeles. That makes no sense. But it, like, adds a unique take, you know, enough that people from Los Angeles might click on it. You guys, that example is truly horrible. But, that's pretty much all I know so far. So I think I want to just dive in and, like, try being more consistent with reels and characters. I'm going to get new headshots, which I'm so excited in. Like, I feel like my headshots don't reflect me at all right now, so I can't wait to kind of up my level on that. And you guys, I'm in like the writing stage. Well, first of all, this is a joke, but I have been working on this pilot since September of last year, and I always think it's done, but I really think it's almost close to being done. So it's like a 7-minute pilot, and I've got a director and a producer, and it's so exciting. We're going to film it this summer, and I'm actually going to be acting in a pilot that I wrote, and I'm like mind blown. I'm so excited and nervous because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, multiple times throughout the process, people have been like, oh, so, like, the team has been like, so have you, like, done a shot list? And I'm like, what's a shot list? You guys. But it's kind of like, I love this idea of just doing it messy, and, like, I'm fully just saying, like, I don't know all of the things, but I will give it my all, and I'm ready to, I'm just ready to bring it. That's it. So I'm taking an acting class, and I just signed up for an improv class. So that's gonna kind of, so the improv class I'm really excited for, just to kind of get the creative juices flowing. And it's in person for vaccinated people, so that is really encouraging because I have some hesitancy about online improv classes. But, you know, totally shout out to you if you enjoyed that process. I just know for me, I really enjoy that, like, eye contact and that feeling of being in person. Yeah, I'm gonna pick some stand-up nights and try out some jokes. So, yeah, I don't know. I even had the idea, tell me what you think of this, of doing like 3 minutes of me testing out jokes. Like 3-minute jokes while you brush your teeth. Or 3-minute jokes while your coffee's brewing to giggle to start your day. So yeah, I'm just, you guys, I feel so free. It's like, oh God. That belief was, like, weighing me down so heavily. Don't take up too much space. That's really selfish of you. Who is that for but yourself? I'm going to name that part of me. That's Veruca. Yeah. Has Veruca been saying anything else to me lately? I think those are the big ones. So yeah, I'm Emma Bridges. Actor, writer, comedian, producer, podcaster. Fuck yeah. So, I would love to hear if any of this resonated with you at all. The weird thing about a podcast is you're just sort of talking into the abyss. It's not like a live show where you get feedback from the audience. So I would love to hear if this has resonated with you. And like what your struggles are when it comes to taking up space as an actor and really allowing yourself that. Oh, that reminds me, like, I'm blocking out time now in my schedule for, like, actor time. I'm calling it, it's my creator studio, my little, like, after-school creative studio that it's a club I have with myself. So, I think I'd like to have guests on the podcast, too, like, other funny people, where we can talk about creative life and, you know, I want to analyze things like movies. Like I just rewatched, The Parent Trap and Freaky Friday. So it was like a Lindsay Lohan double special. And I just have a lot of thoughts on that. I want to talk about all sorts of things. So if you're still in for this journey with me and you're ready to ride the waves of me figuring out what the F this is, then you are so welcome here, and I'm so delighted to have you. If not, I bless and release you. Bless and release. Bless and release. So yeah, I think that's it. So thank you so much for listening. Please leave a review, 5 stars, baby, and write a comment in Apple Podcasts. It really makes a difference. And if you want to support me as I like come into being as myself here, forward this to 2 people you think that might like to listen to it or relate. I think I'm going to start a Patreon. How cool is that? Where you can support me and I'll like share private jokes with you and we'll be friends there. So thanks so much for listening. All the love. Bye.